To cloud the winner's circle. Pre-event out-of-competition testing has already begun, and each day of the race, testing will be conducted with the stage winner, current leader of the general classification, and three other riders chosen from the field. Allegations of ethical misconduct are nothing new to the sport of cycling. Professional cyclists in the past have admitted to using cocaine, growth hormone, testosterone, and amphetamines. In 2005, Lance Armstrong was accused of blood doping by the French newspaper L'Equipe, although the allegations were never confirmed. With KSCO Radio News, I'm Andrew Chapman.
Two people at the drum circle next to the Santa Cruz Farmers Market was arrested Wednesday on suspicion of possessing drugs. 21-year-old Michael Horn and 41-year-old James Ronald Sessoms were seen by officers snorting an unknown substance around 3:45 p.m. in the parking lot at the corner of Elm and Cedar Streets. Horn was arrested on suspicion of possessing methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia, while Sessoms was jailed on suspicion of possessing marijuana and drug paraphernalia. KSCO Central Coast weather, mostly cloudy skies, but becoming mostly sunny during the afternoon, according to the forecast. Highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s, west winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. The boaters forecast for Monterey Bay, westerly winds 5 to 10 knots through the afternoon, wind waves less than 2 feet, westerly swells 2 to 4 feet at 9 seconds. 57 degrees at KSCO, 55 degrees in Watsonville, 57 in Salinas, and 52 degrees in Monterey. No incidents to report on the roadways at this time. You're invited to stay tuned to KSCO for Dr. Corey Gold program. And sitting in for Dr. Gold again today is Michael Zwirling. That's on KSCO. On KOMY, it's Dr. Joel Wallach on Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville. It's 6 minutes past noon.
Good afternoon. It's time now for the Dr. Corey Gold radio program on KSCO. If you'd like to participate in today's program, call us at 831-479-1080. That's 479-1080. Here now is your host for today's show, Dr. Corey Gold.
It's actually an imposter. Yeah, actually an imposter. I am, I'm MZ. Yeah, Dr. Corey Gold is not here. He's out. And for some reason, I'm not hearing myself here at the radio station. Can I get a little help here? Anyhow, it's MZ. Yeah, I'm not hearing any kind of monitor at all. So... but in any case, you've been hearing the promos, ladies and gentlemen, all day. And you know what we're going to do? We're just going to go right into the recording with Radio Inc. Publisher Eric B. Rhodes. And he interviewed Alex Jones a while back at my urging. We are one of the few what I would call mainstream radio stations that have elected to put Alex Jones on our airwaves, and I think that's about to change. I think there are going to be a lot of mainstream radio stations that will be putting Alex Jones on, and here's the reason why. Without any further delay, I will go ahead and introduce Eric Rhodes, who conducted this interview for Radio Inc. magazine.
This is the Radio Inc. podcast.
Now, here's Radio Inc. publisher Eric Rhodes.
Welcome to the Radio Inc. podcast. I'm Eric Rhodes, and I'm here with Alex Jones, talk show host extraordinaire. Alex, how are you doing today?
Eric, good to be here with you.
I'm terrific to be here. Thanks for the time today. What I want to talk about is whether or not you can be accepted into the mainstream. We've got guys like Limbaugh and Beck and Hannity and these guys, and they probably would all call you a conspiracy theory guy. And, of course, there are a lot of people who would probably say, you're a bit of a quack, and yet a lot of things have happened lately where some of the things you've talked about have been proven true. So let's talk about what's happening in terms of affiliations with your stations, and then we'll go from there into some of your philosophies.
Sure. Well, we've been getting more than two affiliates a week in the last 6 months, and of course, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, my websites receive over 2 million unique visitors a week. We have one of the biggest podcasts online, over 200,000 people a day listen to those, and that's not counting our YouTube channel that's got over 40-plus million views. And so everything is just growing. And, of course, my documentary films are some of the most downloaded and watched videos online. Over 150 million people have watched my last six films alone just on YouTube and Google for free to give people an idea. And so I don't worry too much about establishment right-wing or establishment left-wing calling me a kook or calling me a conspiracy theorist, because that's just a label they throw out to try to, you know, discredit information. People look past that now. And the reason I've had so much success is because we've just stuck with the facts. You know, a decade ago, I've been on air for more than 14 years on radio, just starting locally here in Austin on a local talk station on Saturday nights 14 years ago. I would simply go off UN documents, RAND Corporation documents. I would read legislation on air. I would read trade publications with the type of surveillance systems that were going in. I went off the facts. And you know, here we are years later. People go back to radio shows I did more than a decade ago, and they're evergreen. I mean, it's what's happening now. And so my predictions and my analysis have been so accurate that a lot of people are now paying attention to what we have to say. And look, you've had the left and the right say there's no world government, banks aren't involved in corruption. I mean, back in 2000, I was having financial experts on saying they were selling derivatives and they were going to implode the economy by design. And I had you know, different IMF and World Bank documents from 2002 where they planned to cause a global meltdown and then set up a bank of the world, and we would pay carbon taxes to the banks. We would pay value-added taxes to the banks. And now we have Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister of England, openly talking about a world government, in his own words, global governance, run by private central banks that we'll pay our taxes to. And so people that deny that this is going on in mainstream media, that's why they're losing so many viewers on CNN and MSNBC. And right now, because the Republicans are out of power, a lot of right-wing talk show hosts are getting higher ratings and more viewers because they can play the part of the anti-establishment because they're not in power right now. But that's not going to fly once they get back into power. And whereas in the past it would take people 4 or 5 years to wake up to the fact that a political party, Republicans or Democrats, were selling them out, now people are waking up in a matter of months. I mean, look at Obama, 80-plus approval rating, now down at 40, 41. And so there's really been an acceleration of awakening, and people are becoming more cynical, which is healthy, and they're discovering history, that you can't trust government, you can't trust, you know, mega corporations, that you've got to be involved and informed. The reason we're having so much success and having an exponential growth rate in the amount of our listeners and viewers and readers is because we're just telling the truth. We're covering the facts and letting the chips fall where they may. And I've never been worried about ratings or viewers or success. I've only been worried about telling the truth. And so that's why we've had so much success. I will tell you, though, I never intended and never thought that I would have, you know, millions and millions of listeners and millions of readers and viewers. And it is sobering. It is humbling to know now that so much of the world is tuning into what I have to say. And every day, sometimes multiple times daily, there's George Soros publications attacking me, CNN, Fox News reporting me to Homeland Security in two different articles they put out for no reason. London Guardian, New York Times, saying that I'm calling for violence and I'm a dangerous radical. When anybody who's heard the show or seen what I've done, I believe in what Mahatma Gandhi said, that we should be nonviolent and peaceable. And so the fact that the establishment is attacking me is only driving more viewers and more listeners to us. You know, the system thinks they can continue to just lie and demonize and propagandize, but they've lost so much credibility that when the establishment attacks you, the grassroots actually flocks to you. So the establishment's actually giving us a blessing.
So if I'm a program director or a general manager of a radio station, I'm looking for some talent, I'm considering putting somebody on the air, I may be a little bit concerned about some of the things. Now, you've revealed some truths that have indeed come true, but there are some things that might be a concern. For instance, you're a truther, yes?
Absolutely. 9/11's an inside job.
All right. So talk to me as a program director and give me a good reason why I should put you on the air.
Well, I mean, going to the 9/11 issue, ABC News headline. Anybody can search it right now who's listening. U.S. government plan to terrorize U.S. cities as pretext for war with Cuba. And it said they were remote control aircraft and crash them. They would bomb D.C. They would bomb Miami. They would attack U.S. Marine Corps bases and claim the Cubans had done it. Well, I was covering that before 9/11 happened.
That was in the book Body of Evidence.
Yes, absolutely. James Bamford, mm-hmm. Former 2020 producer. And I've interviewed Bamford. And we also have the Gulf of Tonkin, declassified 4 years ago, that indeed it was premeditatedly staged to get us into Vietnam. The so-called attack on our ship. So I cover that. I mean, we have six of the 10 9/11 commissioners, and we have Farmer, the head lawyer, saying it was a criminal conspiracy, a cover-up, and now it's been declassified that the White House ordered the committee they appointed, the commission, to not investigate the attacks themselves. So, you know, truther is a wide spectrum. It just means you're questioning how this happened. You're questioning how this was used to pass the Patriot Act and all these new wars and secret arrest and torture. And so we have a right as Americans and a duty to question our government. And so that's all I'm doing there. And, you know, if I'm a program director out there, depending on the poll, it's between 36% and the highest polls, Angus and Reid, New York Times, 2006, 80%+ of the public question the official story of 9/11. But that's just one of the things I cover. I mean, going back in 2009, we came out and said this whole H1N1 is a hoax, it's a fraud, it's a lie, and now it's come out in mainstream news that it was a profit-making scheme and a major scam. So all we do is question the official narrative in a historical context, and guaranteed my radio show does garner a lot of talk, it does garner a lot of listeners, it ignites a true American debate. But I would say to program directors, it doesn't matter if you pick up my radio show or not, which a lot of stations are finally deciding to do, because this is a decision you're making. You live in this country. Your republic's being destroyed. Offshore banks are looting and robbing this nation. And if you think it's good for you and your family in this culture to rationalize and make excuses and go along with the false left-right paradigm, that's your decision to make. All that matters to me is that justice be done, may the heavens fall. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to cover the real information. I'm not going to censor what I have to say. I'm not going to self-censor. And then the world can make the decision for themselves. I believe in the truth, though. I believe if you put it out there and put on the evidence, display the evidence for people, that they will make the right decision and we can save this country. But if we don't make that right decision, this republic is in the process of imploding into a third world banana republic dictatorship.
Well, there are a couple of people, a couple of mainstream radio stations that I know of that have picked you up that I would have never suspected would have run you. And yet you're getting some pretty decent call letters and you're getting some great success from what I understand. Is that right?
Well, we are. And in the last 6 months, even more stations are tuning into the broadcast, and almost all of them. In fact, I've gotten no negative feedback. They're getting higher ratings. They're getting a lot of talk. They're getting a lot of calls. They're getting a lot of support. Mainline radio stations are getting envelopes of money sent to them and people thanking them. There's that vocal minority on the left and the right that want to keep things milquetoast that are saying, hey, he can't say that. But the reason I've been on the air, knock on wood, for 14 plus years, never been sued, is most of the time, and I'd say about 98% of the time, I mean, I don't stick my neck out. If I'm saying there's a government plan to stage a 9/11 style attack, I have ABC News, Baltimore Sun, and James Bamford. If I say public schools are watching your kids at home with government issued laptops, I mean, I have the Philadelphia newspapers. If I say that it's a massive scam and that scientists and government officials were paid off to say that H1N1 was incredibly deadly, I get Wolfgang Wudarg, the head of the EU 47 nation commission on, who just had the major trial to present the information. If I say that sodium fluoride that's put in more than 70% of our water supplies more than doubles your chances of bone cancer, I will sit there on air with 10 different major studies from prestigious research laboratories or universities reading facts. And that's why we've been able to, quote, be as radical as we are. We're not being radical. Truth is stranger than fiction. We're actually covering what's going on. I mean, I'll sit there and play a clip of a local newscast saying federal studies show mercury's good for your brain. And then I say, okay, well, let's read, you know, the actual inserts with mercury of how deadly it is. And so people want to say I'm a conspiracy theorist because I'm saying mercury's not good for your brain. Well, that's their problem. I mean, I'm going to tell the truth.
Now, what about advertisers? What's happening there? When Limbaugh first began his program very early on, he had many years where he couldn't get an advertiser on a local level. Obviously, that's changed considerably. What's happening with advertisers on the affiliates that have your stations? Or stations that have you as an affiliate, I should say.
Well, there's a mixed bag. I mean, some stations say they're having trouble getting sponsors, but the majority say they're having amazing success. A lot of times it's not big corporations or Fortune 100 corporations, though we have actually some of them coming in advertising now, and that kind of freaks my audience out. They're saying, wait, you're anti-establishment, and we're hearing Jim Cramer ads. We're hearing, you know, Coca-Cola ads. We're hearing GM ads. But that's the ad agencies. They know there's an audience there. They're wanting to get a response for their customer, and so they're buying our show nationally, and they're also buying it locally. So some of the stations, the minority, are not having a lot of success. Most are having really good success, and some are having amazing success because there's so much media now. There's thousands and thousands of different programs, hundreds of thousands of different podcasts and YouTube videos every month that are out there. And so we really do cut through all that clutter and really get people's attention, and we're blessed that that's happening. In our own advertising, even in a bad economy the last 2 years, we are, in the last year, double the amount of advertising that we're selling. I mean, so we're very, very successful, and that's good. We're putting it back into the operation and expanding.
You also sell a lot of product on the air, yes, or on the website?
Sure. I mean, we have four different legs. We have products that I sell, products that I endorse that end up airing as radio ads on other stations and networks, and then radio ads that we sell, and then we have the web ads, and I guess there's even a fifth leg that I sell books and videos at InfoWars.com. Not just books and videos that I've produced or written, but also other books and videos that I like and think are informative and good information we offer.
Now, you've given me some videos here that you've recently created. The Obama Deception, The Invisible Empire, The Fall of the Republic, these are things you produce in-house?
Absolutely. We've got a 7,500-square-foot facility. We do it all here. We ship everything here, customer service here, radio shows produced here. Everything's done here. And we just expanded into the next side of the building, another 7,500 square feet, where I'm building a TV studio. So I'm also going to start producing a television program that's online for my PrisonPlanet.tv members. And from that, we're going to condense it down once a week, and we're going to put it on some different venues on national television.
How many DVDs do you sell a year?
Well, I don't know, probably 60,000 or so.
Uh-huh.
So that's just one stream of revenue.
Right.
60,000 of my titles. But then we probably sell another 50, 60, 70,000, depending on the year. These are just guesstimations of other people's books and videos. So it's about 50-50. We sell half the material is ours, the other half is other books and videos. And then also interview those people on air and tell folks that we have it available on the website.
How would you define yourself? You define yourself as a conservative?
You know, I get that a lot. I'm a truth teller. I'm someone who appreciates the truth. I value the truth. I would describe myself as a historian and as someone who studied philosophy and anthropology and psychology. I have a voracious appetite for, you know, a wide spectrum of news and information and also fiction. So I just voraciously study and research. And it's a cliche, but it's true. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it.
Right.
But those that know history know the future. And because humans act the same, we behave the same. It just happens over and over again. There's nothing new under the sun, as the Romans would say. You know, the only thing that's constant is change. And so many times I've asked myself, you know, what do you stand for? I mean, how can you boil down a quick soundbite or a term that describes what you believe in? I am against oppression. I am for truth. I am for honor. And I am for standing up for the little guy. And I want independence for the individual. And so people say, well, you're a libertarian. Well, more than that, because, you know, there's many different stripes of libertarian. I'm a constitutionalist because the founding fathers, I believe, were the greatest men that have ever lived. They studied the previous philosophers. They were focused. They had courage. They weren't just cogitators up in a tower thinking. They took action. They were bold. And the way they laid out our system of government is the best we've ever seen. It's just been supplanted and undermined and manipulated by this 21st century tyranny. And so now it's this clash of the Constitution, of the Bill of Rights, of the Declaration of Independence, and the finest ideas of man against really an ancient idea of oppression and tyranny with a 21st century overlay. And so those two ideas of the scientific dictatorship and the flower of the Renaissance and the Great Awakening and the Great Enlightenment that our founding fathers were the final manifestation of are now clashing. And I'm just honored to play a medium-sized role in this epic battle.
So, thoughts on the following. Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh was brought in by William F. Buckley, CIA operative, to really take control of the grassroots conservatism in America and to steer it and to control it.
Why? How do you know that?
He's bragged about it. I mean, he's bragged that William F. Buckley brought him in, and that was one of his big, and William F. Buckley was admittedly CIA. And back in the 60s, the William F. Buckley, at that time when we kind of had a proto-Tea Party, the establishment came in, as the Republicans are saying today, it's their job to absorb the Tea Party, and kind of took over that populist conservative grassroots movement.
You think that's going to happen?
No, I don't think it's going to happen, but I want to finish, if I can, on Limbaugh. Yep. Limbaugh, when I was in high school, I mean, we're talking 18, 19 years ago, or 20 years ago. I've got to look at my calendar. Time flies. I mean, he helped form some of my opinions. And I have a lot of respect for Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm not saying he's a CIA operative. But he has been used to a certain extent. It's like he makes jokes about the Bilderberg and about the New World Order and about world government. And, you know, he looks a little bit silly now that it's on CNN, it's on Fox News, you know, all these pundits are admitting. I mean, the UN's admitting a world government's being formed.
Well, do you feel as though he's being controlled?
No, I mean, I think Limbaugh is a power in and of himself, but I think and his own talent brought him to where he is. But clearly, he's been used to keep things in the left-right paradigm. So I don't want to sit here and bash Rush Limbaugh. I'm just stating the fact that lately he's been telling a lot more of the truth. He's been going further. He's been admitting this country's in great danger and that Obama, you know, could stage crises and events to try to stay in office. And clearly that's a danger. And so I think Limbaugh is a torn individual. I actually think, that he does have a heart and soul. Somebody like Glenn Beck, though, who I've really analyzed and watched all his flip-flopping and endorsing of VAT taxes and things like that, and demonization of Ron Paul earlier on is very, very suspect.
Why? Why?
I mean, it's a whole compendium of knowledge, watching and researching. It's just that Glenn Beck is, I mean, you're asking me these questions. I don't even want to sit here and bash these guys. It's just Glenn Beck's very dangerous.
All right. What about Hannity?
Oh, Hannity is just a complete operative. I mean, it's really sad. I mean, that's all I can really say.
Operative for whom?
For the establishment. I mean, I've seen him with guests on his show. All they're doing is quoting the Associated Press and the Financial Times of London with world leaders saying we're establishing a world government, and he'll still make fun of his guest. I mean, come on. I mean, world government's now out in the open. I mean, let's stop it. I mean, we're allowed to talk about this. Our country is involved in being taken over by a hostile foreign corporate takeover, offshore banks. I mean, that's what's happening. And, I mean, I've heard Hannity say every child needs a microchip. I've heard Hannity say arrest all the militias. I mean, it's just...
Is there any other radio talk show host out there that you think is doing the right job? Is you who you think is pure, who you think is not being controlled?
I don't have a lot of time to monitor other talk show hosts. I mean, I'll tune into Beck and it's how VAT is good. And then 6 months later, it's bad and he's been fighting it. And I tune into Hannity, you know, once a month or something. And it's just always a left-right paradigm. I tune into Limbaugh and I don't hear as much of that. I mean, I have to say Limbaugh is one of the better people out there. Overall, I think he's positive and healthy. I got to say Michael Savage. Michael Savage is about 90% there. I mean, Michael Savage has gone on air and said he believes Obama's going to stage terror attacks in America as a pretext for martial law. He's a smart guy. And that's the only way you can look at it. I mean, that's the only card they've got to play. I mean, the Democrats have now been caught. It's even in the AP going out with racist signs at tea parties. Well, we broke that a month ago, but finally it's in the news this week. And Michael Savage knows what he's talking about. And the problem is he's still somewhat of a partisan because he wouldn't say all of this when Bush was in, and Bush was helping set up similar system. But now that a Democrat's in, when I do tune into Michael Savage, he's telling the truth. So I've got to give credit where credit's due.
I think the last 2 years, Savage was very anti-Bush.
He was more and more, yes. I mean, the times I tuned in.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for this time today. Anything else you want to say to the radio industry?
Well, I want to say this. It's easy for people in the radio industry to play it safe, to take the middle way. But as the Bible says, you were neither hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. And is Alex Jones perfect? No. Do I have all the answers? No. Have I been right in every case? No. But I have a good heart. I have a good brain. And 90%+ of the time, I've been extremely accurate, frighteningly accurate, as many people have pointed out. And I remember I was a few years ago doing an interview on KTSA in San Antonio, and the host, it was one of the Wares, there's a dad and son that do a show, he said, Alex, I think you're a good guy. We've been listening to you for many years out of Austin. But he goes, you better hope you've been right about 9/11 being an inside job. You better hope when you die and you're standing before God that you were telling the truth. And I thought that was important because it made me think, and it made me feel good about I've gone over the research. I've looked at the facts. I don't look at something and then go with what I think is going to be popular or what's going to be safe. I just tell the truth, and I do it in deep research. I mean, I do deep research 4 or 5 hours a day. And, you know, we need to all start telling the truth and going with our gut and going with the facts and not caring what people say about us, because if we don't, we're going to be slaves. In every case in history, when a culture goes along with the system, when a culture compromises too much and doesn't stand up on principles like the Bill of Rights and Constitution, you get slavery. And a storm is coming. People think the storm is already here. They've only felt, you know, like the light winds before a hurricane hits. And, you know, there's a reason Jesse Ventura's show is the number one new show on True TV. There's a reason his book's a bestseller. There's a reason I'm reaching millions of new people every month. There's a reason, quote, the conspiracy culture is getting so hot. Because it's not a conspiracy culture. It's a questioning culture. It's I'm not gullible. I'm going to dig into this. I'm going to learn how things work. And so I would say to the radio industry, I don't care if you put me on the radio or not. I'm not worried about it. In fact, it's almost dangerous to get bigger. I'm walking point here. I'm going deeper into Mordor every single day. And so at a subconscious level, sometimes I become afraid of the success that I've already had and the success I know that we're going to have in the future, because we're telling the truth. And destiny and truth and courage is on our side. And I would just say in closing to people out there that down the road, don't wish that you had used the power and the influence you have as program directors or station owners or as executives in radio networks, because deep down you know, you've seen the facts, you're not stupid, you know this New World Order's real, you know global government's real. Don't wish many years later, like they say in Braveheart, laying in your beds, that you just once said you can take our lives, you can never take our freedom. You are at a crossroads in the destiny of society and the world. America has been the greatest civilization and nation on earth, and it's been taken over and is being turned into an engine of oppression and evil, not just against other nations, but against ourselves. And you are at a crossroads, and you are making a decision with your eternal soul right now on what side you're going to stand. So I say to all of you out there, make a choice. It's your choice to make. It's your destiny. Are you going to stand up for truth? Or are you going to take the middle way and just sit on the sidelines and just wait and see? You know the New World Order is real. You know the tyranny's here. You know the hair on the back of your neck is standing up right now because you know I'm telling you the truth. So you make the decision. And look, it doesn't matter if you put Alex Jones on the radio. I don't care. Get a local talk show host. There's lots of locals that understand this information. There's a lot of people that are awake now. 14, 15, 16 years ago, there weren't a lot of people. Now there are hundreds of thousands of people that are prominent and well-spoken and awake. There's hundreds of millions globally that are awake. There's tens of millions in the U.S. that are awake. Or if you don't have to believe me. If you're a program director, start your own show on Saturday or Sunday. Beta test it. Go look at the claims I'm making. Find out if it's true. Put it to the test and research it. Do your own show. Just stand up. Be free. I mean, my main mission is to get people to become active themselves, and I think that's why we've been so successful. But anyways, I've ranted enough, and Mr. Rhodes, I appreciate you spending time with me.
I want to ask you one last question because I'd like to hear your opinion. What about talk radio and its future as far as the FCC and the government is concerned?
Well, again, I have seen scores of senators in the Democratic Party in the last year and a half openly call for return of the Fairness Doctrine. And then I'll see Chris Matthews endorse the Fairness Doctrine, the restriction of free speech. I will see all these czars in Obama's administration like Cass Sunstein endorse it. And then I'll see the show the next night where they're saying these kooks are saying we want to shut down their free speech. That's psychological warfare. To present something and then to say, when you say, no, I don't want that, well, you're crazy, that doesn't exist. That's like all these world leaders calling for global government the last 2 years. They've gone from denying it to calling for it. And then I say, I don't want it, and read their quotes, and newspapers say I'm a kook who believes in global government. It's the same thing. They are calling for a return of the Fairness Doctrine. They've had members of the FCC at the highest levels openly. Anybody can search this information. Call for Fairness Doctrine over the Internet. We have Obama with, you know, even the New York Times saying we need a kinder, gentler, censored Internet where we decide what you can and can't say. And we're going to put Cass Sunstein instead of the regulations are. He has said in the White House and in white papers he's written, we want to put a tax on conspiracy theories. And to Limbaugh and Beck and all these guys, they better watch it, because what does he list as a conspiracy theory? He says we'll ban or arrest or maybe just a tax on anybody that talks about anthropogenic global warming or man-made global warming. If you say that's a fraud, we're going to tax you or maybe even arrest you. I mean, this is being said. And with the Cybersecurity Act, there's major news admitting that in that act, it allows Obama to shut the web off, quote, in an emergency if he feels like it. So it's a flotilla of censorship. And again, the time for denial is over. And why do they want to shut talk radio and the Internet down? Because talk radio, you take top-rated shows on CNN, 900,000 viewers, Anderson Cooper, top-rated show. I mean, Rush Limbaugh conservatively has 22 million viewers, listeners, but also watching his video cam a week. The footprint of Glenn Beck with his TV show as well is probably 30 million from the numbers I've seen. You've got Michael Savage with 8, 9, 10 million. You've got Hannity with 8, 9, 10 million. And the fact is, that's the biggest media. And the ultra-establishment media above them, dinosaur media, with all of their production and all their arrogance, they're watching regional talk radio shows with more viewers and listeners than they've got. I mean, my radio show, conservatively, with podcasts, YouTube, AM and FM, is about 900,000 to a million. I mean, all talk show hosts exaggerate. I mean, if I was going to exaggerate, I'd say 2 million. It potentially could be that some days. But no, conservatively, 900,000.
That's Anderson Cooper level. They cannot allow that to continue to operate. I sit here in a building with maybe 16, 17 employees, reaching as many people every day as Anderson Cooper, and here's the difference. I'm telling the truth. My information proves out over time. It's evergreen. It just keeps going and going and going. Everything Anderson Cooper does backfires on him over time because people can go back and see the deception, the spin, and the lies. Everything that, I mean, I've never seen such lying. Instead of criticizing Limbaugh, let's talk about Chris Matthews. I mean, I was watching that last week for an hour, and everything was a lie. I could go through each point. Everything he said wasn't just spin. It was pure and total deception. Well, of course that guy's got 300, 400, on his best day, 500,000 viewers because people are getting wise to that. So he's going down. I'm going up. Mainline right-wing slash libertarian talk show hosts that are posing, you know, as the real resistance, they're going up, and the system can see that. They're losing. They're losing control. So I'm going to warn talk radio, whatever you do, don't screw around and waste time, because censorship and draconian un-American control is here, and they're floating trial balloons every day and saying they want to do it. So you better all hang together or hang separate. I mean, that goes back to my earlier point. There's no more time to screw around. I mean, since when in America... They're not just saying we're going to give a fairness doctrine. They're saying we'll shut the web down. We'll give you a few thousand channels. They're saying we'll arrest your butt. I mean, people go read Cass Sunstein. This was in major newspapers. This is not Alex Jones here saying this. That's another thing that's so frustrating. I probably read 100, 200, sometimes more articles a day. It's Orwellian. It's absurdist. I can't believe, Eric, how ridiculous it is. All the time I'm reading government documents and bills and legislation, and it does have death panels, it does have rationing, it does have comparative care. You know, the insurance companies did write it. It is a scam, it is a wealth transfer. And then you tell the public that, and they send you emails saying, oh, Chris Matthews says you're a liar. I've read the subsections on the air. Chris Matthews isn't doing that. But again, I'm ranting because I have a passion to not see people getting cheated and screwed and conned. Look, folks, you don't have to believe me. All you've got to know is this. There's a bigger agenda going on, and you're starting to wake up, but you better burrow into the actual facts, because when you actually start looking into things, not just what people are saying, talk show hosts like Alex Jones or others, when you actually start really researching and getting as informed about legislation or executive orders as you are about basketball scores, you're going to find out it's even crazier than I'm saying.
Thank you.
Hey, buddy. Good to see you.
Nice to see you. You've been listening to a Radio Inc. podcast. I'm Eric Rhodes, publisher of Radio Inc.
This has been the Radio Inc. podcast with publisher Eric Rhodes. To sign up for free daily radio industry news, go to radioinc.com. Thanks for listening.
Okay, that's
does your VO blow?
Wait. Call 1-800-99-JIMBO.
Whatever that was. Anyhow, I grabbed that off the radioinc.com website. The owner of Radio Inc., Eric Rhodes, is a good friend of mine, has been for years, and he's got radio in his heart and his soul, and I'm sure he had heard of Alex Jones before, but I really turned him on to him and told him that he should do an interview with him and feature him in the magazine and, in fact, on the cover, which is what my friend Eric did, and I'm happy he did it. So what did you think of that? What do you think of that, gang? I think I'm talking to pretty much the Rush Limbaugh residual audience now. That's normally who listens to Dr. Corey Gold, people who like to listen to Rush, and other people who are tuning in to KSCO at this time. What are your thoughts about that? We have had Alex Jones on our on KSCO from 7 to 10 p.m. in the evenings. Sometimes it's 8 to 10 p.m. if we have something else between 7 and 8. But for the last year or so, we've had Alex on live on KOMY AM 1340, our sister station, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, opposite Rush Limbaugh, whom we have on the Big Stick, this radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. And when we first put Alex Jones on, at the recommendation of a friend and radio consultant for whom I have high regard, it was a pretty bold move that we did, That was to replace Bill O'Reilly, whom we used to have on this station from 2 to 4 p.m. And when Bill O'Reilly left, when he got out of the radio business altogether, and just to continue on Fox News Channel on his TV program, which is very highly rated and very successful, every radio syndication company in the world was calling KSCO saying, what are you going to do to replace Bill O'Reilly? We've got a great host that you should plug in there. Well, most of them are all the same. And the only one that was really different was Alex Jones. We stuck Alex in there for a trial period, and it was pretty unnerving. It was pretty upsetting to an awful lot of people, particularly our general manager, who was afraid that leaving Alex Jones in that time slot from 2 to 4 p.m. weekdays on KSCO would result in us being perceived as a crazy radio station that puts nutcases on in prime time. And as a result, probably lose a good number of our advertisers, which we can't afford to lose. In fact, we want more advertisers, not less. And yet, as you heard Alex Jones say in the interview with Eric Rhodes, which we just ran, at one point he said that there are radio stations that carry his show have people come to them and hand them money. These are people who are listeners, who are just appreciative, and that happened to me. That's happened to me on a number of occasions, walking out of KSCO, and someone would walk up to me and say, are you MZ? Here's $100. What's this for? Well, for carrying Alex Jones. Well, first of all, we're not even sure we're going to be able to continue carrying Alex Jones. It might be too controversial. It might scare away our advertisers. Never mind. The very fact that you had him on even once, you know, you've earned this money. You know, God bless you, and please, just want you to know that we're supporting you. We put out the word for businesses to contact us if they might be interested in running ads or sponsoring the Alex Jones Show, and didn't have many takers. We didn't have any takers, actually. So we decided to put Alex Jones on at a non-prime time slot. That's between 8 and 10 and sometimes 7 and 10 p.m. So those of you who listen to KSCO and have heard Alex, that's when you're listening. And other people who listen on KOMY and make this a part of their day, live from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Anyhow, very interested in what you have to say about what you've heard. Particularly if you haven't heard Alex Jones before, are you a little more, as a Rush Limbaugh listener who seems to be interested in the whole liberal conservative right left paradigm thing, are you at all intrigued? As I certainly am. I think the time has come, in light of what's happened in this country with the economic meltdowns and the elections and just the total strangeness of what's been going on that no one could have predicted. I think the time has come for a guy like Alex Jones to become a lot more mainstream. And so this is the first time that we've put Alex on, although in recorded form, from 12 noon to 1 p.m., which is our residual Rush Limbaugh audience time period. So our enormous, our natural built-in audience at this time is huge. And so I'm interested in asking that audience, what do you think of what you just heard? Give us a call, 479-1080. It looks like we've got a couple of callers already, but I mustn't forget to put our commercials on. So we need to do that, absolutely. So, yeah, we've got Dean and Carmel, Joseph and Marina. Here's what we'll do. We'll take those. Oh, my gosh, we're loading up already here. I want to get to everybody, but we do have a commercial break. Let's go ahead and take Dean from Carmel. Dean, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I like Alex Jones. You know, the Russians warned us 24 hours before Pearl Harbor was attacked that it was going to be attacked. The attack was considered a complete failure by the Japanese because they came there to attack and sink the aircraft carriers. They were gone, 10, 12 days before.
Yeah.
So, people innately know when they're being lied to. And I think eventually they get tired of being lied to. And my other point is nothing really happens by accident. You know, I mean, maybe a meteorite might fall out of the sky. That may be an accident. But I think in the affairs of men, a lot of things are caused. Like the financial thing. I mean, these bankers are ripping everybody off. And yeah. I think most people realize that.
Yeah, Dean, are you a normal listener to Corey Gold's program?
I like Corey.
Uh-huh. And so,
I like you.
So, thank you. So I when Corey let us know that he was taking the day off yesterday and today, I figured, hey, this would be a really neat thing to do because the Radio Inc. article is current. It's in the current issue of Radio Inc. magazine, which mm-hmm. is a major trade publication for the radio industry, and Alex is on the cover. So I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to, especially when I found out that the podcast that my friend Eric did, the interview, was recorded as a podcast and then just transcribed for the interview for the magazine. So I figured it would be a wonderful opportunity to use up one of these hours with the Rush Limbaugh audience and say, what do you think of this guy? I bet you never heard anything because you've never taken the time to out of your way to tune in. It sounds like you've heard him before.
Oh, yeah, you got some nice friends. You know, I listen to Alex. I mean, I'm 7 years old in school, and Kennedy is killed.
Yeah.
And the first thing that crossed my 7-year-old mind was the government or somebody has something to do with this. This isn't just some nut. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I'm a 7-year-old person, but it's just your... And then they say that when you're about 4 or 5, a person's intuitive powers are at their highest. And then as they grow older, people invalidate them and say, no, that couldn't happen this way. Then you start to lose that by people invalidating you. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in, and thanks for the kind words.
Thank you.
Okay, Joseph and Marina, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hey.
I did want to comment about your overall programming. I really do enjoy 1080. I've been only in Monterey for a couple years, and I've kind of latched onto this as my preferred local station.
Well, we're glad to have you.
What I particularly like about your host and your programming is from the morning all the way up until the evening, the political spectrum gets more and more blurred. So you start with Rush Limbaugh, and obviously he's like, as Alex Jones would say, really reinforces the left-right paradigm. And that's fine because in a certain way, like, you have to have Rush Limbaugh on your radio station. But then you go to Corey, who's, you know, he's definitely leaning right, but he's a little bit more balanced. Then you go to Charlie, who is essentially the same. I consider him very objective, and also he brings in non-political topics.
Well, wait a minute. What happened to what's left for 2 hours from 2 to 4? You forgot that.
It seems like, you know, I'm sorry. It seems like every time I tune in, there's like a different host, or I know.
That's true. There is.
Program on Thursdays or Fridays or something like that. So, and I know you guys are still working that out. That's going to end up being a strong program, I think. And then what I like about ending it with Alex is you end with someone who is essentially off the normal political spectrum.
Right.
And I like tuning in to you guys because I think it's very easy and convenient for someone to really dig into the left-right paradigm. And radio, a lot of radio stations, their only purpose is to constantly reinforce that. But listening to Corey and absolutely listening to Charlie, I really feel like you challenge us a little bit to break free, and all you got
to
do is...
We've always wanted to be a voice for everyone. We always have been. I think people are beginning to realize that now.
And I mean this in a totally respectful way, but really all you got left is you got to get rid of Kay's commentary because you talk about reinforcing the paradigm. I mean, that's, to me, is all bad.
Really?
You get rid of her and I'll be a full-time
player.
Oh,
my God. So you tune out when you hear Kay?
Yeah, you know, it's just, she's not helping anyone. She's just getting angry people angrier. In all the ways. I mean, really, she's everything that Alex Jones was talking about when she's someone that she's there to reinforce the left-right paradigm. You don't listen to her for information. You listen to her because you know she's going to tell you what you already believed.
Interesting perspective.
And I do tune off when I hear her.
Well, she's my mama, and I think she's the greatest, and she's got more cojones than any mama I've ever met, I think. But
I'm sure she's a great woman.
Yeah, no, so it's very interesting that you have that impression. But thanks for voicing it here on hopefully your favorite radio station.
Yeah, keep doing the good work.
Okay. Sherry in Santa Cruz, welcome to the Noontime program. You're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you for putting Alex Jones on the air. I've heard about him for years, and it's really nice to finally hear him.
Yeah, well, if all goes well, he'll be on with us live next hour with his, because he's finishing up his program now. He's on for 4 hours a day doing his own program.
I wish you guys would play the whole program in the morning.
Well,
and the evening.
Yeah, Dead Doctors takes precedence over everything in our world.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
so, you know, so on Comey, we do carry the 3 hours live of Alex, followed by 1 hour live of our own program, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And I feel very, very strongly that, you know, Doc Wallach and Alex Jones are two peas in a pod. They're up against the establishment, and the establishment is pretty darn evil. The establishment that I'm talking about, that Doc Wallach is up against, is the medical, industrial, pharmaceutical, big pharma establishment.
Oh, I agree.
And the establishment that Alex Jones is up against is a left-right paradigm thing, where they've got everybody acting, you know, manipulating everybody, all of us like puppets. And I think a lot of us are beginning to awaken to that now. I know I am. I for a long time I've had no use for the Democrats or the Republicans. I think they're both slime, and I think every one of them. I think every person who gets elected, I am, with the exception of Ron Paul. He hasn't said or done anything that makes me have any less respect for him, and he's the only one that I can think of actually. But everybody else, they run to pad to feather their own nests and get rich and get their heirs for many generations to come rich. It's not about serving the society or serving the public. It's about greed and power and nothing else, regardless of what of who you are. Anyhow, I think the whole system's pretty bad. So listen, I want to thank you, Sherry, for calling, and we really do have to take some of the commercial. I'm going to dispense with the bumper music here. We'll do these commercials and then come back. So stay with us, Tom in Santa Cruz, Patrick on Highway 1, Nick and Carmel, Marlene in Santa Cruz, and mysterious person on line 11. We will be back here.
Giant truckload sale on recycled content paper and artist stretched canvas, which means you can save money and feed the hungry. That's right. Palace will donate $2 to Second Harvest Food Bank for every case of Aspen 30 office paper you buy through May 21st. Listen.
Stretch your stretched canvas budget. Premium studio gallery and linen, all sizes, 50% off. Studio or gallery, 4x4 to 60x72, 60% off. Value 2-packs, 8x10 to 24x30, 70% off. And don't forget select major brand paint and brushes at 40% off.
Save big at Palace's giant truckload sale and help Second Harvest feed the hungry. Go to Palace stores on Pacific Avenue in Santa Cruz or on 41st Avenue in Capitola or gopalace.com, a proud member of Think Local First.
So despite what our competitors keep saying, fact is, we save people so much money that over 4 million drivers switched to Geico last year.
Amazing. That's right, every person in the city of Los Angeles switching to Geico.
Wait, you got the whole city of Los Angeles to switch to Geico?
No, sir, you misunderstood.
That's incredible. Wonder if we could rename it something like Geicoopolis.
I don't think
Geicoopolis.
Well, it does have a nice ring to it, sir.
Join over 4 million drivers who switched when you get a free rate quote at Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sir, I just got a report that for the fifth year in a row, Geico outgrew all the other car insurance companies. People just love saving money on their car insurance.
Great. You know, with all your hard work saving people hundreds, it kind of reminds me of myself from way back when.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Except I wasn't green.
Of course not.
Or 7 inches tall.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Boy, that was a terrible analogy. Forget it.
Yeah, glad we had this talk, sir.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You might not notice us, but at PG&E, we're always here, providing energy.
You mean like here? Here?
Sort of. We're also in your dishwasher, lamps, solar panels.
Like that little guy in my fridge who turns on the light?
Technically, no. But it's our job to power all those things.
That guy never takes a day off.
And neither do we. Because the demand for energy will never go away. So we're increasing our use of renewable resources to power your home.
Does the fridge guy know about this?
Yes. Yes, he does. Visit WeCanDoThis.com to learn more.
Okay, we are back, closing a few minutes of hour number one. We hope to be joined by Alex Jones for hour number two. Let's see, our next caller will be Phil in Santa Cruz. Phil, welcome to the program. You're on the air. Phil. Yo, Phil. Going once, going twice.
Hey, this is Phil.
Okay, you're on, Phil.
I've been listening to 1080 for many, many years. First of all, I enjoy your mom's commentary whenever. Just put her on whenever you can.
Okay.
And Alex Jones would be fine. In the 2 hours after Rush, I'd probably listen to him whenever I could.
Uh-huh. Is this the first time you've heard him?
Yes.
Okay, what do you think?
I think he's good. He's, he's just reinforcement, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. What we all need.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by exposing new people and new points of view and new perspectives to people who haven't heard them before. And that's why I was really excited about doing this program. Hey, listen, gotta run. Thank you very much for calling. I want to take a couple other phone calls before we go to the news at the top of the hour. But
you're
welcome. Appreciate your call, Phil. Tom in Santa Cruz, welcome to the noon program. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks a lot. So it was my first time hearing Alex today. My feedback is, you know, he seemed a bit Beckish, and I just got to say...
A bit what? Get off a speakerphone. Get on the handset, if you would, please, so we can...
I'm on the handset right now. Beck, Glenn Beck, he seems a bit Glenn Beckish.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
you know, I just got to say, as long as people that delve into conspiracy theories are respectful in the way that they do it, I think that he's going after the truth, and it's really great. So it is fresh for me. I've never heard him on the air before, you know. And
okay, you can always hear him live opposite Rush on our sister station, AM 1340 KOMY, live Monday through Friday from 9 to noon, and on KSCO from 7 or 8 p.m., depending upon the day, to 10 p.m. Anyhow, thanks very much for your call, Tom. Here's Patrick on Highway 1. Real quick, Patrick. We got about 40 seconds to get to the
news.
Hey,
Mike. Just want to say I love your mom's commentary, too. And I was wondering, for your guys, you know, early afternoon, why don't you guys put Michael Savage on there? I think he has a great show. He'd attract a lot of... you know, a big audience.
No, we've been there, done that, and I'll explain that some other time. But, no, he's a great broadcaster for sure, but you clearly are not aware that for many, many years we carried Michael Savage.
It got us
pegged in Santa Cruz as a hate radio station, and we couldn't get any advertisers at all. So anyhow, that's it. Thank you very much. Stay with us if you're on the air. It's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose.
Reassurances moments ago 1 p.m. from BP.
We know this is having an impact on the people of this region, and we're doing everything we can to try to minimize those impacts.
They're also trying again to at least make the leak smaller. Underwater robots deep in the Gulf of Mexico trying to insert a tube into a pipe so oil can be siphoned to a tanker. If that fails, BP will go back to trying a second, smaller containment structure known as the Top Hat. President Obama says he's angry and frustrated over the oil spill. Fox Radio's Chris Barnes, live in Washington.
And after a cabinet meeting on the disaster, Lisa, the president slammed the companies involved for trading blame at hearings this week.
What I considered to be a ridiculous spectacle.
But he also faulted regulators for being too cozy with the oil industry.
The agencies and the federal government in charge of oversight share that responsibility. I will not tolerate more finger-pointing or irresponsibility.
The president promising an overhaul of rules and procedures at the Minerals Management Service and an immediate safety review of all deep-water drilling operations in the Gulf of Mexico, Lisa.
Thanks, Chris. The final mission now underway for Space Shuttle Atlantis.
I wish you all good luck, Godspeed, and have a little fun up there.
An emotional day for Mission Control and the Atlantis crew.
There's a thousand of folks out there that have taken care of this bird for a long time. Right now, special thanks to Orbiter for getting us off the pad today.
Atlantis en route to the International Space Station with a full shipment of supplies. Now only two shuttle flights left on NASA's schedule. Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow down more than 160 points, worrying about Europe's debt crisis solutions and if they'll play out.
You know, France is talking about maybe leaving the euro or threatening to leave the euro to get Germany to sign on for the bailout. A lot of things are at play here.
Fox Business Network's Robert Gray. Explosions rocking a New Hampshire town that's home to a gun factory. No word of any injuries at the MDM muzzleloader plant in Colebrook. Nearby buildings evacuated. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Picture this. You've left your office and your home for the night. Suddenly, you're in a pinch because the file you need is back on your desktop at work. What do? Use GoToMyPC to retrieve that file. GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix, lets you instantly access your computer, giving you flexibility to choose where, when, and how you work, creating a sense of personal liberation. Try GoToMyPC with a special 45-day free trial. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Try It Free button, and use promo code TRIAL.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on Bonnie vegetables and herbs. 4 and 5 inch pots are just $2.98 each. Plants you can eat. A great way to fill your garden and your family with juicier tomatoes, crispier carrots, zestier zucchini. Since you're growing them all yourself, you'll spend less money filling your cart this summer. Thanks to Bonnie vegetables and herbs, now just $2.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 23rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Because their existence in our country remains incongruous, let's examine sanctuary cities in the U.S. How long have they been allowed to flourish, and more importantly, why? Surely there were none when the 13 states were born in 1776. For those of you who don't know, sanctuary cities are places that welcome and protect known illegals in our country. Also, for your information, there are 31 sanctuary cities in our country. Los Angeles was the first. That was in 1979. San Francisco is one of the very active ones. It protects various illegal incidents that would otherwise not be tolerated by any other cities in our country. New York City is another.